Did you have one of those things with forked steak?
Yes, we always called it a bean flip. Some boys called it a nigger shooter. Very few, most of them called it a bean flip. And I met my boy one the other day and thought that was the grandest thing in the world.
I mean, make one for me. I guess it was about 2 years ago when I couldn't get any good rubber bands for it. Used to be.
Synthetic rubber's no good for it. It's
no.
Just really isn't. I do now what I did back when I was a kid. Boy, I'd hustle every way I could to get a nickel. And they'd sell us two rubber bands for a nickel at the drugstore. It was about, I'd say 3/4 inch wide. Just rubber bands. And we'd clip it in two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, when you had a bean flip made one of those, you really had a deluxe model.
Is that where you got yours for your boys?
Yeah. I got it from a lease boy, and he couldn't understand how I could shoot so straightly. I said, "Well, John, if you shot one of those many times I have, boy."
Oh, I bet
that's
was...
all we did through the summer.
Oh, yeah. I grew up with one of those things in my pocket or in my hand. Or I never had any use for that one with two strings and a little leather pouch, so I can...
You know, my older brother got to where he could throw off a good slingshot.
Hmm.
But I never did. I couldn't use one. I know we had some neighbor boys that lived down on the creek. They were just tenants on this farm, and the man that owned the farm were neighbors of ours, and he had told us we could fish or hunt on his farm in time, as long as we didn't use guns. And those two boys were about our size, and they undertook to run George and I off the creek. That was their creek. They didn't want us fishing down there. So we first started out throwing rocks, and then we started with bean flips. And George got out his slingshot, and he sent the boys home. They couldn't figure out how he could throw rocks that big that far. They couldn't figure that out. So a day or two later, they just lived about a half a mile from us. I know Mother beat the britches off of us for getting in the fight, and their mothers did too. Their mother did too. And the next day we was in good humor, and they asked George about it, and he showed them what he's using. And they tried to throw a rock, and they couldn't throw it in the direction they was looking. But he could really throw one a long way. So he'd throw a rock, bigger than an egg, big as a goose egg.
My goodness.
He'd throw it a long way. He'd throw it 50 or 100 yards with that slingshot. But I never could throw it that far. I couldn't throw it straight. I couldn't come within 50 yards when I was throwing it.
Oh, I'd be lucky if it'd go off in the right direction. Did you have one of those vehicles around the barn that had one wheel and two handles?
A wheelbarrow?
Uh-huh. And, did you have one of those great big round things like this for sharpening your scythes and axes?
A grindstone is what we call it, a grindstone. It, I know I've had to turn that a million times for Dad to sharpen an axe. And he had a little, we always had it out under a tree, and he would put a can with a nail hole in the bottom full of water and let the water drip on the stone as I turned.
Keep it cold. Did you have anything you could put in your pocket and take out of the field?
A file is all we used.
You didn't have anything made out of stone or
rock? No, we didn't use a whetstone at all for that purpose.
When your wife gets ready to go someplace and she puts on her good clothes, you say she's done what?
Dressed.
And then she may take with her, what does she put her coins in?
Purse.